Hello, and welcome to On Boys, real talk about parenting, teaching, and reaching tomorrow's men, the podcast that explores and explains boy behavior. We're your co-hosts, Jennifer L.W. Fink and Janet Allison. Join us as we discuss some of the most compelling issues facing boys today. Our goal is to equip you with the information and support you need to help today's boys grow into healthy, happy men.
We had the extreme pleasure of being able to interview Jen's son, Sam, about entrepreneurship, but we had to start with a little ribbing to get him comfortable, and that was about YouTube. Enjoy.
We are famous.
He knows famous YouTubers, and he knows that Jennifer Fink and Janet Allison are not famous YouTubers.
Well, you know, we operate in different worlds, Sam. You're creating
different content.
That's content.
You're not hopping on all the hypebeast trends.
No.
Yeah, we're not.
We talk about Fortnite, Sam.
That's right.
You still secretly stream Fortnite. You got this expensive mic.
I know.
Oh, yeah, when you're sleeping, Sam, you have no idea.
Well, you weren't used to console because you
exactly. I use my keyboard. Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Actually, we get on together and we play Fortnite. The podcast is just a cover.
How many wins do you have?
Like 40,000.
Nice. Better than Ninja.
What if she really is Ninja?
That's right.
That young guy look.
Secret
is
ninja.
That's the cover.
That's weird.
Isn't it? Well, this is so much fun. It's summertime and grass is growing everywhere. And we have Sam of Sam's Lawn Service with us today, who happens to be Jen's youngest son or fourth. However you want to put it.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating because today we are actually talking about kids and summer jobs. Sam, I am so happy to have you here in your t-shirt and your baseball cap, ready to go. I've already seen a picture of your riding lawnmower, which is the biggest I've ever seen. So tell us how you got started in business.
Well, 2 years ago, I think it was now, I wanted to start a business with my tiny little riding lawnmower. And my dad and brothers and Nathan, my oldest brother, he was like, why don't you just buy the business from me when I move out to go to college? So then I'm working on buying the business from him, and I have the business right now, and I have 18 clients.
Wow. And so tell us what you're doing today in your business.
Today, I have to mow 9 lawns while driving all over town with my lawnmower.
How do you get that big lawnmower from place to place?
Especially, what you don't know is that the road in front of our house is under massive construction right now. Can you get in and out of the driveway? Yeah. Today, I think you can. Yesterday, you couldn't.
No, you could.
You couldn't get across the street, though.
No, you could.
Okay. So how do you do it? Explain the logistics of how you do this with the wagon, too.
I hook my lawnmower up to a wagon because I bought a trailer hitch for it. And then I just drive around from house to house hoping that my wagon doesn't flip over.
And what's all in your wagon?
It's top heavy. A weed whacker or weed eater trimmer, a leaf blower, a push mower sometimes, and gas.
Wow. So I know that our listeners are probably thinking, wow, that's amazing. And how did you learn how to ride a riding lawnmower? And lawnmowers are dangerous, Sam. Did you know that? And how did you learn safety?
I think you're the first person who told me that.
Yeah, I think
you said
I am.
You can't mow lawn until you're like 10.
You know, he's the youngest of these four boys, and so he grew up seeing his brother doing this, knowing there's money to be made in this, and you've long been fascinated with machines. So, yeah, we had to talk about that, and I wanted to make sure that you learned how from somebody who was also teaching you about safety.
Dad teaches me about safety.
I know Dad teaches you about safety. That's a really good thing about your dad.
Yeah.
And you learned, so you learned a lot about how to operate it safely.
Yeah, that zero turn is, it has a steep learning curve.
Yeah. So how did you learn?
I hopped on it and I originally started going way too fast and I was, because it turns with the bars and I was going like that. So I was going back like side to side.
Because it doesn't have a steering wheel. It's got the levers.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's one of those fancy ones.
Wow. Wow. So you have been in business for how long now?
2 years.
2 years. You started when you were?
10.
10.
But it was also a stepped approach.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. My dad helped me out with it until this year because now I'm big enough and can do it all by myself.
And responsible enough. I'll just interject that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you you've learned to do a lot of the maintenance yourself on the machine.
I'm going to try to do the fuel filter and like air filter and oil change next year, next spring.
You sharpened blades last weekend.
That's easy to do.
I don't know how.
I don't know how. And so tell me about how you get clients. And did you just get all of Nathan's clients? And have you gotten new people since?
I did all of Nathan's clients, but some have came, some have gone, because some were like for sale. And then the people moved in and didn't want us anymore.
Oh, like the house was for sale. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Not the people. Yeah.
And...
Damn. I don't know how you do things in Wisconsin.
And then, yeah, I've lost a couple. I've gained a couple. I've pretty much stayed at the same number throughout these past couple of years.
The clients that you gained, how did you get those?
They saw this cute little kid driving around on a lawnmower around town.
And Janet just literally almost spit her coffee out, listeners. You got to go to YouTube to see that part. That
was my God.
Well, and you have this story. One time, so the shirt that he's wearing that we'll put up a picture of says Sam's Lawn Service in the shape of a lawnmower. And his aunt had that made that for him for Christmas,
and
right?
And godmother, I think.
And yeah, I think is your godmother.
Yeah, it's godmother.
Yeah. Tell the Quick Trip story. Quick Trip is a gas station here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I was filling up my gas cans and my lawnmower with gas. And this guy comes walking up to me and he's like, "Do you cut lawn on this side of town?" I didn't really exactly hear what he said. I was like, "Yeah." And he said, "Hey, this weekend, can you come and check out my lawn?" And then I ended up with a really good client.
Wow.
I get business tips from my son. Because if you're a business person, you read between the lines here, and it's pretty important to have some way of letting people know what you do. He was there wearing his shirt, and somebody said, "Hey, do you do this?"
Yeah.
And you show me. I mean, not like you sit down and teach me. He has an Instagram page for his business.
Yeah.
Wow.
Plug real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and plug your business. Why not?
Sam's_lawnservice. Or just wait.
He's pulling it up.
I forgot my name.
I mean, it's the kind of thing where I want to learn how to use Instagram better for business. He's doing it.
Sam's_lawn_service.
Yep. Yeah. Our podcast is on-boys-podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that will be our Instagram name someday too.
So what do you think? Do you think that more kids should be getting jobs, doing jobs?
If they have the mindset.
Explain what you mean by the mindset. What mindset is
crucial? If they have that drive. Because, like, you shouldn't force a kid to do something that they don't want to do. You got to let them do what they want to do.
Like, find their thing. For you, it is most definitely lawns.
Other than drugs.
Yes. I love this kid.
Oh my gosh. So I love your point about you can't force kids to do what they don't want to do, like to start a business doing something they don't want to do. And
but
I mean,
they
you go.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Me too.
Do you think parents ever, parents, grownups, grandparents, get in the way and keep kids from doing things?
Yes and no.
Okay. Because,
like, for me, you held me back from that lawn mowing thing for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for that, at least, that was a little bit of safety concern.
Right.
But I feel like they can, yeah.
What advice would you give to parents who maybe they do have a kid, an entrepreneurial kid who wants to try something?
Let them do it. Be supportive and just supervise. Make sure, like, with lawnmowers, like, they don't stick their hand into the deck while it's running. Like, have the lawnmower turned off. Like, it can't turn over.
Yeah. Safety.
Yeah.
Definitely safety.
Make sure they're safe.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about your managing your money.
I'm not good at that.
No. You're but that's another aspect of business, right?
I am getting better. Yeah, I'm putting more of the money like towards my business, towards paying it off, towards expanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get some of that money just for like buying candy like all kids want to.
Well, and adults like to do that too.
Yeah.
Only it's called coffee, but...
Or your kid has a lawn mowing business, comes home with some nice candy, and you take some of that. I'm just saying, theoretically.
I didn't want any more of that candy.
Adam,
He did.
And what would you say to kids out there, not that they're listening to us, but maybe they are since you're on here. We've just expanded our business model, having you on. Jen, maybe we should just start interviewing kids for our podcast.
Yeah.
What would you say to a kid who wants to start a business?
Save up your money, start small. Let's just say lawn mowing. Start mm-hmm. with like a push mower, get yourself out there, like put up flyers, that kind of thing. Go up door to door, ask people, put your name out there. And then when you get more and more clients, get the bigger lawnmower. Because if you have, like, 3 clients, it doesn't pay off having the big zero turn, you know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like, just a push mower would work.
Right. Start small. Build your business. Now, I have another question, and this has to do with, should kids who are in school, like, during the school year, should you have a job at that time? Or is school your job? Do you work during the school year?
Just in the falls and springs when the lawn's growing. But mm-hmm. in the winter, I have off. I really don't like it when people say school is a job because for really most jobs, you get paid at least a little bit. Like, school's important and you should do it. And I get good grades. Like, school's a priority. I don't like it. It's really your choice if you want a job or not.
Struggle might be too strong of a word, but I know it's hard in fall and spring to juggle school.
It's harder in spring because the lawn's growing fast.
The lawn's growing fast in spring. You've got school. You leave house by 7:30 in the morning. I get you a little after 3, and you maybe have between like 3:30 and 5 to get stuff done before sports start.
Yep.
Yeah, it's challenging. It's very difficult.
Yeah, but now I can just clump the lawns. 2 days and I'm good.
Wow, Sam. You've got the business model down. You've got the work ethic. Rock on. I am so excited to see how your business grows. And I think we will have you on every year so you can give us an update.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm hoping in 2 years I'm going to have another lawnmower that's bigger.
Will you have employees, do you think?
When I get that second lawnmower, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, right now I'm just solo. I'm doing it all myself.
Yeah. Wow. Well, kudos to you, and we probably should let you go so you can get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not paying you for this.
Rev up the mower. Yeah, there is no money in podcasting.
No. Go work, kid.
All right. Thanks,
thanks, Sam.
I love you too, Sam. You got your phone, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think that was the funnest interview we've done so far on this podcast. Sam was articulate. What an entrepreneur, right? Oh my goodness. Thanks for joining us for this episode of OnBoysPodcast.com. This is Janet, and I was with Jennifer and her son Sam of Sam's Lawn Service. If you live near Mayville, Wisconsin, you might want to look him up.
You can find our show notes at onboyspodcast.com. That's on-boys-podcast.com. Our show notes include links to all of the resources we mentioned in today's episode. Until next time.